Welcome back.
So, welcome back to this the Stink Hour. we've got here the kombucha.
Ginger chai kombucha. And it's
kombucha.
Loaded with alcohol.
It loaded at a...
Oh, something's going on.
We gotta get out of here. A dog is coming.
We're not supposed to be here.
Oh, it's like that scene in League of Their Own. What is the movie?
Little bastards.
Little bastards. What the
Sandlot?
Sandlot. Yeah.
Yeah. That's old where, Gus.
Yeah. Old Pug Gus.
Old Pug Gus.
He's a big dog. Very big.
Basically, we brought you here today to recount Sandlot.
So, remember that part where the guy was like, "I want to kiss you, because you're a lady." All right. So kombucha. A ginger chai kombachi. It's sitting high.
It's got
at
bacteria in it, right?
A 0.5%
ABV.
Yeah, so that's pretty intense. So it's like apparently this is the first I've heard of this ridiculous
concoction
thing. But it's a tea that is fermented with
yeast.
This is bacteria, yeasty bacteria. And sugar. So I mean, that's how they do
it. You saw it up there, and you thought, "Hey,
I said tea. Well, that sounds nice.
It's not a beer, but they do make it here. It's not all about beer here. They're doing They got root beer. They do their own root beers.
Yeah, rube is what they call
it. So you want to give that a try first?
Let's just take it straight here. Okay, so I'm gonna get a stinky sniff.
Oh,
it smells like vinegar. It smells like apple cider vinegar. Oh, it's a little sweeter than that, but that's what I get immediately. Okay. Oh, it tastes like
That's a real.
Ooh, that's got a very. It's extremely sweet. It's got a long.
It does have a.
You take it. Take it.
Very sweet, appley.
Put it inside of yourself, you piece of shit. Oh God. Yeah. Yeah. So you swallow it down, and like the aftertaste is just sugar. Like it's just sugar for me, which is
it's.
I like soda.
It's a very cold,
mm-hmm.
carbonated mm-hmm. tea. Like it does have the tea. Obviously, it's a chai.
It tastes like a fruity tea. Basically, it's extreme. It's got this. It's a really good
sweet.
It's not sweet when you first. Not on the nose. It's
right,
not like
not at the front.
But it's just like just after. It's like you just had a spoonful of sugar in your mouth, which is kind of nice.
Bad.
But it's highly carbonated. It's got a bit of a sourness, especially in the nose grope.
Yeah. You know, once it starts groping the nostrils.
You know, that's how it goes. And on the way down, I guess it's a little bit sour too. But I don't taste. This is.
That's good.
Yeah, there's especially if you exhale, it's got a bit of the ginger.
No, when I have it in my mouth and I inhale, like I've done that a few times, and I've choked on it,
mm-hmm.
which has never happened before. So that's a new development with this tea.
It has happened to me before, but when other things are in my mouth,
right, different substances
or objects.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just a dildo.
I mean, it's a big dildo.
I don't know why. I just put it in my mouth. You ever see that in porn?
Yeah.
Just like sucking on a dildo. And you're like, who's getting... Where's the strap on?
Oh, when they get the strap on, like, the girl's blowing it. And it's like, what's...
Who's getting anything out of that?
They're making noises. It's like there's no...
Just moaning. Extreme pleasure. I mean, I guess it's like, maybe it's a...
You're just...
The role playing.
Up. You're that work, you know, you're that...
That's what I want. I want it to be. I want it to be
that.
They're so...
That you're
in such it's the throes of ecstasy that is every little bit just
that
just
you're,
the thought of it
capillaries and
you're engorged
grown into
oh my god
the but I was wondering
sensitive.
If there's something at the other end of it that's
that
giving pleasure
pop,
to the girl
it.
Yeah
a little
giving
poke
yeah some sort of vibrating
depends
could I'm sure there is
it depends
be.
On the item but yeah so overall I would say,
overall,
I'm not getting much
strap on vibrating wonderful
I'm not getting much chai, I guess.
No?
A little bit. But, no, it's in there. It's in there. It's,
It's good. Is this like a soda? I mean, there's no there's nothing really going on. So I mean, you're not gonna.
Yeah, it's a sour, then it's a quick sweetness for me, and then a spicy sort of.
Just lightly.
A light spice.
It's very good though.
Yeah.
I enjoy it quite a bit. I would like to. You know, I mean, I just have it in my fridge.
Yeah, just have it around.
Have a glass.
Nothing special.
It's after you, after soccer practice, right, you come home. You're
come
like,
home, have a kombucha.
Yeah,
Fill
me up with a kombucha. All right, so that's the kombucha.
Let's go on to the Whiteout IPA.
Whiteout, like it's made from the.
I've heard they do liquid paper. They put a hint of liquid paper in it.
That gets to the edge. So when you take a sip, you kind of go cross-eyed. You inhale it. That'll really get you there.
That's why they made the strips. Like, you just, like, the kind of...
Yeah, you rollers.
You can't huff it anymore. You can't huff it
They don't want you to do that.
They don't want you.
They don't want kids.
It's taking the huffing out of fun.
I mean, because it's basically, you know, like... You don't need it.
Taking the fun out of correcting your mistakes. Yeah. You need some sort of enjoyment out of that.
An eraser. What fun is that? What are you doing over here?
You can snort the shape of the eraser shaving.
get a quick high off of that. So you've been sniffing for the last 5 minutes.
I'm not getting much.
It's because your sniffer's broken.
It is.
I think that we go back, we document this every time you take a sniff.
Unless it's a very
shit.
Unless it's a very strong.
Oh, you're right. It's very, very light. Oh, it almost. Oh my god, what does that smell? It smells like smoked fish. Very lightly. It's just a smoky scent. It's not smoked fish. I associate the smoky scent with these smoked okay. I don't know, trout or something.
Nice trout.
That we used to get.
Rainbow?
It was a brown. It smells like the brown trout, which means it's a euphemism for feces. That's poopy.
A little citrusy.
But it just smells a little smoky. It's very, very light hoppy smoky. That's what I got. Okay.
Citrusy, nice bubbles. Nice tight bubbles.
These bubbles are fucking tight.
It's not as hoppy. Not as hoppy as most IPAs.
No, it's not intense. And it's got like... Like after a second, it's got kind of a... I feel like you're hitting a wall. Not like a hard wall, but it just kind of stops. Like... You have a lasting impression, but it's not doing anything at some point. It just kind of fades out really quickly. It's like the edge goes away extremely quickly, and it's just kind of like a rounded, boring kind of...
You do get a very quick burst, and then it does fade slowly, and then it's like nothing.
You could say it wipes out.
It wipes out.
Oh, my God.
I get
it. We won't cover the mystery.
I almost think the ass end of it is up. Real kind of skunky sort of beer.
Yeah, I can see that. Where you actually milk the teats of a skunk.
Yeah. as we've learned from Robert De Niro.
Yeah, he's shown us the way, the glorious way.
Where you hold down a skunk.
That was the third one.
That was. Yeah.
Was there an actual third one? There was a third one, wasn't there?
Yeah, it was meet the scrumples.
The fourth one, I mean.
The scrumps.
Yeah. It was a collaboration with Eddie Murphy. It's like their distant... Removed cousins, the Scrumps.
The Scrumps,
and it's just the Clumps.
Yeah,
like it's not.
But they need to change the name
for legal purposes. It's a different production company or a different studio, so they can't call it the Clumps. But it's pretty good. Hey Murphy, is he fucking doing anything? What is he doing?
I thought he came back for. He didn't do any stand up, but I thought there was talk of him starting it up again, which would be cool.
Yeah, that would be neat.
I'd watch it. Who wouldn't?
I don't know. I mean, his career, his film career is like, eh.
He doesn't have to do anything.
No, obviously.
You know, there's a lot of those people. It's like, where is he? I don't know, fucking enjoying the money.
He made it. The billions of dollars. See, I like this. It's not really like IPA.
It's not
really what you'd expect.
The more I try it, it does have... There's not much going on. Up front, I get a taste... Of almost like a Coors or a Miller, a real kind of bland. Then you get the kind of bit, a little bit of bitterness that you get from an IPA. And then it fades right out back into a very uninteresting beer.
Yeah. It's a bit of a mystery. When it was poured, it had a nice foamy
head
to it. It wasn't like thick or anything, it was like an inch of white
on there.
The color
of it, it's the color of a...
Yeah, it is. It's like a Miller Lite.
It's not an IPA. No. IPAs are usually darker, but it's nice and clear.
Little flecks of cum floating in it.
Yeah,
the IPAs that I've had, at least, served to me. Seem to always have a bit of human semen in them.
Yeah.
Or I hope it's human.
You hope. If you're lucky.
That's not bad.
It was new. I hadn't seen it up the day before.
Yeah, white out.
And I will say that they are missing a lot of stuff.
Yeah, the borders seem to be pretty blank.
This is one of their seasonal or, rotating.
I assume whiteout refers to a snowstorm or something.
Your seasonal winter IPA.
But it's not bad. I would drink it again. I wouldn't pay for it, but like if it were a party and there was like a case of them, which is not an actual situation that could occur. But
someone had bought a keg here at Southern Brewing.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind drinking. It's not bad by any means, but it's nothing special.
They are missing a lot of their regular beers. They made three or four crossed off, and not too many on there rotating.
The menu is divided up though, and so it has like the what I had was like sour/wild.
When we first came here, it was basically your basic what's going to be here all the time, and then the rotating.
Yeah,
and they actually did have
the features,
which they don't do that anymore. They have no features, but they have more ciders. Which I would like to try one of those. But.
Yeah, I want to. There's a citrus blossom.
Yeah.
Orange blossom cider, which I was considering.
I have had that.
You have that?
Yeah.
So they have that pretty regularly. Yeah. I ended up getting this just because I had never seen it before.
Right.
When I refer to this, I'm referring to the tea, the kimchi, kimchi tea.
Kimchi tea.
And I'm sipping it now. It's very good. Like, I would... I mean, this is... And actually, it does have a kind of holiday feel to it. Because it reminds me of cider. Like, the apple cider. Like, the warm apple cider or whatever. It's obviously cold, but...
Like a mulled wine or something. Mm-hmm. Like, where you get the spices in it and shit. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a winner. Like, I mean, you wouldn't really come here for something that wasn't beer, I don't think.
Right. But that's something... If you had a holiday dinner or something like that, that'd be nice, festive sort of thing.
You can order it in buckets, I believe. They have buckets. Open buckets. It's not sealed.
I saw a guy
sealed.
Pushing a bucket around. I figured that was to fill up...
He was mopping the floor with the water in the bucket.
The kombucha. The bacteria in the tea.
It eats away.
It eats away, kills the bad bacteria.
Grime. Scrubbing bubbles.
Have you seen them? That's based on kombucha.
That's the bacteria. They're also known as scrubbles.
Scrubbles.
I just want you to know that.
A little fact.
But yeah, so, I mean, like, one versus the other, it's hard to compare because one's a beer and one is not. But I would definitely order the tea again, whereas the beer...
I wouldn't get the beer again.
Yeah.
But I would not.
Both not bad by any stretch of the imagination.
Not their best that I've had here. For the beer. We're speaking beer because there's no... You can't
compare
that.
Yeah, this guy is something special. Oh, unique little guy. Little friend. But yeah, the beer is definitely not the most interesting beer we've had here.
Yeah, it's a very boring, I'd say.
A piece of
not
shit.
Not bad, boring.
It tastes...
Run of the mill.
It tastes like a brown trout, a.k.a. poopy.
Finless brown.
Because if it had fins, it would hurt on the way out.
Right, but you don't want that.
Yeah, it scratches up the butt.
It's like a horn pout when you horn pout, okay? You gotta know where to grab the fish.
Well, I'm disgusted. But yeah, that's...
That'll do it.
That'll do you for the thrilling...
Little dabble do you.
...thrilling week for next time. Join us next time when we try the actual bucket of water that we were talking about earlier, and it turns out
to be... They're going to throw some yeast in it.
Turns out to be mop water. Boy, are we surprised.
Whoa. Check out our reactions on onlyintampabay.com.
Knock us off our socks.
No, because right now, we were standing on them. We were playing a game where you stand on it. First going to fall off, the socks lose.
It's called Sock Standards. Sock Standards is pretty good. You should check it out. onlyintampabay.com.
Copyright. Copyright. Copyright.
Yeah, that's it. Fuck off.